Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. Vernon tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Smith reaches second base with a double. Woodling moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Hal Narragon. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel scores. Hegan moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Dave Sisler now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive towards the mound. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. George Strickland now playing second base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Budden moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Budden scores. Stevens scores. Pearcel goes all the way around to score. Klaus moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 9-7 to Indians. Don Mossy now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.